Thursday, July the 14th, 2016, 1:13 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears. Sean Kraft remains with us this hour, and we're joined by one of my favorite people, 40th Treasurer of the United States under President Bill Clinton, the only politician in Marion, or in the world, really, I think, still, to serve on the local level, state level, and national level. Is that right, Mary Ellen?
Well,
Mary Ellen Withrow, I should say.
Yeah, I don't know about the world, but we got to check out the new prime minister in England.
Might have to take a look at her.
See what her background is. I'm impressed with her.
What do you think about what happened in England?
Well, it's pretty exciting, I would say.
Is it, do you think in the end that they're having buyer's remorse now a little bit?
Oh, I think they wish they hadn't done it. Yeah, I do.
Why do you think they did it?
Well, they did it because they got a little upset about maybe some fee or something that was going on with their EU, and they just said, well, we'll just get out of there. And then after they did it, they saw what happened all over the world, and then they were sorry. And what was interesting, the mayor of London, he was, you know, going to be the prime minister. Now she's appointed him to something this morning.
She's been busy in the first 2 days of this.
Right.
Why do you think Cameron, who said he was going to stick around to October, took a powder?
Well, I think he was, I think the feeling, the public feeling probably was against him, would be my guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Will it change the world in a great sense when it happens later on this fall?
When what happens?
When they pull out.
Oh, when they pull out. I don't know. You know, the EU is very fascinating to me. I was there when it started, and it was so interesting because England did not want to be a part of EU at that time, and all of these countries have such different economic situations. Some are rich, some are poor, and I've always thought about this because when the United States became the United States, we had the same situation, some states and others, and we've managed that way. So, but I don't know what the structure is as far as their fees and so forth. I think that was the sore point with England. Now, evidently, there was some fee that they were upset about.
It's my understanding, and I could be wrong, that the pullout is going to happen somewhere in the neighborhood of October. That's right around our election time.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do does impact our economy. We saw that.
Yeah.
If they pull out, and by all accounts, just even the thought of them pulling out caused bad news on the stock market, how will it play 3 weeks before we vote for president if the stock market takes a tumble?
I'll tell you, the national and the international events have a big effect on an election, something that you have no control over.
Would Great Britain taking a tumble and causing our stock market crash play more for the Republicans or the Democrats in the fall?
I don't know. It would depend on what kind of a stand each one of the candidates took at that point. They'd have to take a position on it. And it would be what they said. I mean, that's what people would listen for.
I do want to get this plug in here real quick because we just announced this fully this morning that WWGH Radio will be broadcasting from the 2016 Republican Convention in Cleveland, the 18th through the 21st. This program will emanate from the Quicken Loans Arena each day next week live from 12 to 2 p.m. Correspondents Terry Tackett and Britt Cornelius will be there. Sean will be here anchoring from the studio. And we will also do a special live program each night next week from 7:10 until 8 p.m. prior to the keynote speakers each night, and on Thursday night after Donald Trump accepts the nomination, June the 21st, we will do a wrap-up of the Republican convention. We're setting it for 11, but whenever he stops talking, turn on your radio and we'll be there for a wrap-up live from the Quicken Loans Arena. You can get us live on the internet, www.wwgh1071.com, or from any mobile device in the world. The free TuneIn app. Just download TuneIn on your smartphone or tablet or whatever you have, laptop, and search WWGH. It's absolutely free, and you can stream us there. It's Marion's only local live coverage. No other media outlet in Marion will have somebody there from Marion reporting live from the event. And we will also be calling in during other shows next week. So stay tuned to the Fayey Bank Charlie Evers show on Wednesday and Thursday morning from 10 to 12, because we'll be doing live call-ins before the big show each afternoon. You know, Mary Ellen, you've been to conventions. What do you expect this one will be like here in Ohio?
Well, I think it's going to be very lively.
I think we're not going to be bored next week.
You know, my first convention was Carter went for his second term in 1980, and of course Ted Kennedy was running against him, and it was wild. I mean, it was, and I can imagine this is going to be very, very wild when all of this takes place.
You are definitely, certainly in the know and have been in the know when it comes to things like this. Ever since we said we were going, the number one thing people walk up and say is, be careful.
Yeah, I would say that's a good advice.
I mean, I almost feel like I should get a tombstone before I leave town. Like
this maybe a bulletproof vest or something.
Do you think there could be big trouble?
I do, yes, I
do.
Oh,
yeah. Man, this is
gonna... Well, I'll tell you, at this convention I was talking about in 1980, there was word went around, this was before the evening session, I forget which evening it was, that there was going to be trouble, and we heard these these pops went off. We thought it was gunshot. Here it was people breaking balloons, but I was ready to hit the floor, I'll tell you, because you know they had hyped it that something was going to happen that we didn't know what it was, and it was it was kind of scary. So just look out. I say be alert.
if next week even somebody came and said there was going to be trouble, between the U and the B in trouble, I'd be exiting the arena.
Right.
That'd be it.
Yes.
Okay. I would not be a good war correspondent or anything like that.
I remember, too, that all of Carter's cabinet was up on the stage. I remember the Secretary of Agriculture was up there because I was interested in him and what he was going to have to say. And, you know, it's just all of that is coming back. But I tell you, I did not like the feeling that we weren't united in what we wanted to do. And that's what you're going to have in Cleveland, I think.
Be careful is a nice thing that people are saying to me when I'm saying that. What I do foresee is rioting. But I don't think in the history of the 20th and 21st century, when television and radio have covered, and print media have covered conventions, even the 68 convention in Chicago, where they about burned down Chicago, which was a Democratic convention, but the people in the arena were okay, because that's where they keep the security. It's the people who live in the town who seem to get in trouble in these things. Because the rioters are kept at bay.
I think the worst spot is right outside.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you're going to get shot or whatever.
I might have to be dropped in through something. But you know, I think the safest place in the world will be in the Quicken Loans Arena. Because I don't think they will let...
Right.
You're not going to get in there with a gun or bomb or anything. But right. I do think the people who decide they're going to protest, I think those are the... Who really wants to attack the media? And the politicians already know that they're disliked. So they're going to have, in the back of their mind, security already around them. I think it's the protesters and the cops who are at risk.
Well, I think the...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I think they wasn't going to. I don't think they're going to attack you, but you're going to be in a crossfire. What do you think?
Well, but see, now what do you mean fire? There's not going to be any fire. They're not going to be cross anything.
They're going to aim.
Why
at
would
the
I? I'll tell you, if there's cops here and there's protesters over here, the last place I'm going to be is in the middle.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't know.
No, I think what it, because as we've seen, unfortunately, in the protests that we've seen in the last week in this country, is these people were marching to the Capitol. These people were marching to the governor's office. They are always marching toward the politician, and it's not the media who's there covering it, and it's not the politicians that get hurt. It's always the police officers or the protesters.
But look at Don Lemon, though, and he was down in Ferguson. He almost got. I mean, there wasn't aiming after him.
Almost don't count.
But I'm just saying, though.
No, but I'm saying
he was in the crossfire.
Well, because he got in the middle of everything again. You can't get in the middle. I won't be.
Well, just say, for instance, somebody is upset with the police, which is what it was in Dallas, and they start, you know, they think the police is keeping them from what they want to do, and that could very well be the situation too.
I think so. I don't know. It'll be very interesting. But if I think Cleveland also understands that if what happens in 68 happens in Cleveland, then they'll never live that down.
They've had a lot of things happen in Cleveland, haven't they? They had the mayor's hair caught on fire. And the river caught on fire, but Cleveland is a neat town.
It is, yeah. And I think where the arena is, because I was looking at the map of it all, protesters will be able to gather outside, but you know the police officers have already ordered flak jackets. They've already got people in the bay, so you can't even get a boat near that building during the time. So it would be very hard, I would think, to harm somebody in that arena. Now, living in that neighborhood or back behind the barricade or the officers who are going to have to make that barricade, I don't think I'd want to do that job.
Well, what about it might be safe inside the building, but once you leave, then what happens?
Yeah, you're going to have to leave it or go into it, you know. So,
right.
Yeah. So
well, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But it could be all for nothing, too.
Uh-huh.
It
too.
It could be all for nothing. It could be very quiet.
You might come home just all excited about everything.
Well, you know what? I think if there actually was a little bit of trouble, that would make it more interesting because the conventions... The first 3 days are not the most exciting things in the world, unless you have a particular interest.
You know, I used to just love to hear the speakers, though. That's what, for me, was the excitement, even though they weren't top-notch, just to hear what they had to say.
Yeah.
And I always enjoyed all of the speakers. Like, during the daytime, you know, they just go from one to another. And I was about the only one that really was in there listening to all of it.
It's some of the speakers are fascinating, and it's too bad they don't get the coverage because they're on in the afternoon or whatever the situation is. But that's where we'll be next week, and hopefully you'll tune in, and we'll all tune in. We'll have fun with that. The things that have been going on that have dominated the news in this last week certainly deal with... Minnesota and Dallas and the police officers killed. What do you make of that whole situation?
Well, I tell you, it isn't getting any better, is it?
No.
I'll tell you, I don't know what I don't know what it's going to take, but we've got to get things under control.
Some people seem to feel that this is strictly a race issue. Do you see it that way?
No, I think it's the guy had was mentally ill, I think, that did this. Isn't that what they decided?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who shot the cops.
I think anybody that's really doing something like that, the way he did, he had to be mentally ill. And if you can't deal with people that are mentally ill and you don't know they are until they do something, it's very, very difficult.
When it comes to what propelled that event in Dallas, the shooting of the officers, which was the two gentlemen being shot and killed of African-American descent, how do you see that issue? Do you believe that if they were white, they would still be alive?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
What does that, how do we fix that?
So it's just there. I mean, the South is so They've got problems getting over it, you know.
When you, because of the technology we're in, the girl videotaped the whole event after he was shot.
Yeah.
When you saw that video, what do you think?
Well, I did not see it, Scott, but I tell you, I've seen others where it seemed so unfair what was going on, and everybody else probably saw that too. You know, it was so unfair.
To talk a little bit of politics, because I think when we see you next in August, both conventions will be over.
Mm-hmm.
Both vice presidential picks will be done.
Yeah, right.
And we'll be in a whole new place.
Yeah.
So let's look at those four events. Aside from everything we just talked about, starting with the Republican, what do you foresee coming out of the Republican convention?
Well, I think we'll see whether the obstruction is going to take place or not. I mean, they keep talking about it. See if everything is in control and whether Trump goes through smoothly or not, because there's a lot of talk that they're working on trying to see that he doesn't get it. I don't know how many people are trying to do that, but it sounded to me like there wasn't that many.
Do you think, after all this talk of dump Trump and stay in and delegates and having a contested convention, do you think we will see anything of that like?
Anything of what?
That Trump will not get this nomination.
Oh, well, I think he'll probably get the nomination. I think he's probably really worked on this and has thought it through, and I think he's probably ready for whatever, don't you?
I you know, the only thing, honestly, when I think about what could happen in Cleveland, the only thing I think that would cause a bad situation is if they do try to dump him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would cause a bad situation, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he, like him or hate him, he got the votes.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. So they have to do what they have to do. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock in New York, Trump
right.
will announce his vice presidential candidate. Who do you think it's going to be?
Well, there's, you know, I guess it's down to, what, three?
That's what I heard this morning.
Yeah. I think he's going to pick Christie, because Christie is so like he is. But a lot of people think it's Pence. I think Gingrich would be a bad choice because of the marriage situation. There's six marriages there, and
and three for Trump.
I said three.
Oh, between the two.
The two. And that would become a focal point, maybe. I don't know.
But it's very interesting, because when I was looking at this thing, do you really believe that right now, as we sit here on Thursday at 1:30, do you think Trump knows? Because I really don't.
I don't know. It very well could be that he would just decide at the very last minute.
What I see, because the three, if people didn't understand, the three that are still there are Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, and Pence, the governor of Indiana. Now, I would almost say it was going to be Pence, because he can have a chance. I don't think he's going to win New Jersey. So getting Christie, I don't think, helps him there.
But he's going to win Indiana anyway.
Trump will.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
why would he pick Pence? Because that's the point, to gain support from that state.
Right. I that's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll pick Pence.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't think he'll pick him. I think he would have been logical to pick of the three, because he's the only one that, if for some reason Indiana started to go, I think Hillary has a better chance of losing Indiana than New Jersey. I don't think there's any chance she loses New Jersey.
No, I don't either.
I think Indiana's, of those two, and why these are the three, I have no idea. But if Indiana's in play, Indiana will be more in play than New Jersey. Not that it really will, but it could be in play for her to win Indiana. And in that case, Pence would help Trump. But he might win it anyway. But what I wanted to get to, is a long explanation
here.
What I think the reasoning is,
I got lost there for a minute.
Well, most people, this could be. This is what it'll be like from the convention next week. Circles for 2 hours.
You'll come out of the convention like this.
Yeah, I won't have anything left. But I think it won't be Pence, just strictly for the reason, I think he's logical, because he's not bombastic and he's opposite of Trump. I think it won't be him because he's the governor who signed that anti-law for
right.
the gays. And
right.
That's what I wanted to say. It took me 10 minutes to say it, but that's where I was going.
I think you're right on that, because that was pretty big at the time.
I think
everybody remembers it.
And I think that would be something very easily that Hillary's vice presidential candidate could pick him apart on.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick Chris Christie apart on the bridge, but he's, like you say, he's like Trump.
There's still stuff to come out on that bridge, they say.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, right.
And Gingrich?
Gingrich is Gingrich.
Yeah.
You know, he is an idea man. I like to hear him talk because he comes up with these wild thoughts that he has, and it's very interesting.
So you say Christie?
Yeah, I think it'll be Christie.
What do you think, Sean?
I have to go with Christie.
I knew you were going to say Christie. Just to be different, I'm going to say Gingrich.
Yeah, okay.
just to be different, I'm going to say Gingrich. I don't think it'll be
Pence.
Now,
if you weren't going to be different, you would say...
I would have said Christie,
yeah,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's the logical choice. But it wouldn't surprise me if it was Gingrich.
Uh-huh.
It would surprise me if it was Pence.
Oh, yeah.
I
agree.
I would find that surprising. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we move to the Democratic side. What do you see coming out of that convention?
Well, I just don't know. Tim Kaine, as far as I'm concerned, they say he's done a lot of things, which I just don't know much about him.
Everybody says Kaine because he was big in the Democratic Party. He could help her in Virginia.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't see how he was so big in the Democratic Party, because I don't even hardly remember him. So that tells me he wasn't that big.
Yeah, might not have been as big as he thought he was.
Well, you know, he's a very nice man, and he's very reserved. And let's see, who else do we have?
That people have said Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People have said Sherrod Brown.
Well, you know, I said, Sherrod's not, they're not going to pick Sherrod because of the Senate situation.
People have said, it just popped out of my head there. Elizabeth Warren, Kaine. There has been some talk in recent days of, not big, but Bernie Sanders, now that he's come over.
I don't know why she won't pick Biden.
Well, I don't think Biden would want that job.
Oh, really?
I think Biden, I would almost bet money. This sounds like a poker game today on this show. But it's fun to play these games before they happen.
Right.
I would almost bet money that if Hillary's elected, that Biden will be Secretary of State.
Oh, you think so?
I would. There's a reason he didn't run. Secretary of State is more powerful than Vice President, and I don't think Biden's ready to retire.
I don't think he is either. That's a very interesting thought.
My two predictions are, and they may be a little far off, but I think if Hillary's elected, Biden will be Secretary of State, and I think Obama will be appointed to the Supreme Court.
Well, I think that's going to be probable, but really, who else do we have now? Have you named everybody?
Well, as I say, they keep saying Sherrod Brown, but we've pointed out reasons why that probably won't happen. Kaine is the big name.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren is on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie is on the map a tiny bit. It seems like we're forgetting somebody.
It does feel like we've forgotten somebody. But anyway, they're talking about this military man, but they were talking last night, unless you've been elected to office... And there you are with Trump. He hasn't been elected to office yet. But this military man has never been in politics. They said he's a good man. He's very strong with the military. But I don't know if he could put up with the politics or not.
I think this year is a very positioning year. And what I mean to say by that is that I think whoever Trump picks tomorrow will depend who she picks.
Probably.
Because I think if he does pick Christie, who's a bombastic guy, to put Kane on a stage with Christie would not be good for her.
No. That's right.
So I think then she would have to have an attack dog, as
they
call
like him. Elizabeth Warren. Yes.
And also, I also think that Bernie Sanders, and this is why I think there's only hope for him. Not a lot of people paid attention to this, and I want to know if you did, Mary Ellen. Did you notice that when he endorsed her, she met with him the prior weekend and came over to him some more on his issues with college and things like that? Mm-hmm. And also, she's got to appeal to that progressive, progressive part. Yeah. And Kane's not going to do that.
No.
So, you know, it wouldn't shock me if it was Bernie Sanders, because Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Sherrod Brown are going to appeal to that progressive part. And any of those three could handle Chris Christie. As much as people... See, I think that's why there is hope for Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders is not going to be steamrolled by Chris Christie.
Probably not. I'm sure Elizabeth Warren wouldn't be either. She could handle her own under anybody's, you know.
The only Achilles heel, I think, with Elizabeth Warren is what everybody says, is do you think the country would elect two women?
Well, I don't think it's that as much as Elizabeth Warren is an extremely good speaker. Now, Hillary's a good speaker, too, but Elizabeth Warren can outdo her, you know. And you will not pick somebody that's going to make you look bad. And I think that could be the case there.
Would it be upsetting to Hillary supporters if it was Bernie?
Well, I think they would accept it because they want that young vote really bad, and I think they'd go with it because of that.
And I also say almost the same thing that I said about Biden and Obama. I think that if Bernie is not the vice president, I think something kind of like back in 2008, maybe some offer or what would you like to do in this administration, I don't think Bernie's going to stay in Vermont. I would have said different a few months ago, but I think he will be in the cabinet somewhere.
I think so, too.
What did you make of his endorsement? A lot of people says it was lukewarm.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of lukewarm. I don't know. He's... I don't know if we're going to be able to get a lot of his people or not, because, you know, I listened to Tina, what's her name, Turner, the one that's the vice chair of the Democratic Party in Ohio.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
She's not going with Hillary yet.
No.
And I thought, my goodness, you know, here we are. I was shocked, really.
You know, I guess I didn't pay close attention, but I was shocked that Bernie won 22 of the 50 states in the primary.
Yeah.
It was always close, but I didn't think it was that high, that it was three away from being even. Now, in the popular vote and delegate count, he was way behind.
Yeah.
Because the states he lost big.
Yeah.
But that he won that many. Mm-hmm. I was surprised at that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why there might still be some hope for him in the realm. I'm going to come to you first on this one, Sean. Just like we did with the Republicans, if she was picking today, who would be the vice president of the people we've just mentioned? I mean, it could be an outsider, but if you had to say now, who would you say?
I'll probably have to go with Bernie Sanders.
You think there is hope for Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
What do you think, Mary Ellen?
Well, I don't know. I'm at a total loss on this one, you know. I still think she ought to get a Hispanic or somebody. You know, she's looking at the mayor down in Texas. What was his? Castro?
Yeah.
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 I think that would be it. But I don't hear his name much lately.
No, I think if she had to pick today, I think she would pick Kane, because I think it gets her Virginia.
Yeah.
But I think if Christie's chosen tomorrow, it won't be Kane. I think you're likely probably to get, I would say, Elizabeth Warren, because I think it would be a big story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
So it's going to be, either way, those are going to be some...
Between you and me, now I know I'm on the radio.
You and me and the microphones, yeah.
But I think the fact that England has a woman prime minister is going to have an effect on the vote here, really and truly.
I very well could be.
Mm-hmm.
Very well could be.
It's going to have an effect. Women are fired up anyway, and they're fired up about the way Trump has talked about them. And I think it's going to make a little bit of a difference.
The exit polls, and we never know what's going to happen, but the exit polls that I keep seeing from all these battleground states say that Trump is polling pretty much zero with African-American
mm-hmm.
voters.
Yeah.
But the reason they're even is that Hillary is polling extraordinarily bad with white people, Caucasian.
White men.
White men.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, a lot of men do not think a woman can run the country. I think that's a lot to do with it.
So this could be a gender election.
Yeah. I think so.
Do you think, and I've been trying to figure this one out, it depends on which day you ask me, but do you think a referendum is more against Trump's craziness or Hillary being a woman?
Well, I don't think that's the issue. People need to feel that whoever it is going to be able to take care of this country.
Why does he poll right now, which could change, better than her in honesty? That's the big poll she loses in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you tell me. I really never figured that one out.
Since we've met last, the Benghazi report came out, and mm-hmm. the words were she was not culpable at all for that. And the email report came out. Now, Mr. Comey from the FBI said she was careless and did point out some things that she,
mm-hmm.
draw your own conclusions, I won't make the conclusion here, but that maybe differed from what she said to the media and in mm-hmm. speeches, but that she was not in any need to be prosecuted. But yet, well, how bad did the email story hit her?
Well, evidently it had an effect because the polls are tightening, and that's about the only thing that could have caused it. I think, you know, if she could have answered, talked about it, I think we'd feel better. I would.
Not that you and her are best friends and talk on the phone all the time, but
get a hold of her.
No, but you've met her.
We
have worked with her.
Yes, right.
You are firsthand on this, and we get the opinions all the time. As I told you before, we went on the air. Phone calls come in. She can't be trusted. Since this book came out from a Secret Service agent, that she's an angry woman, she's an evil woman, she's not personable, from somebody who's met her. What is Hillary Clinton like when the microphones are off?
Well, she's very, very nice. And, you know, it was like when Al Gore was running for president. They said he was stiff. And he maybe appeared that way to the public, but he wasn't that way. And it's the same with her. If they get labeled with something, you can't get rid of it. And it just feeds on itself. And people start to believe it. And that's what's happened.
Do you think she will be able to get rid of it before the election?
Well, after she's elected president, she'll get rid of it. Yeah.
If the election were held today with as close as it is in the swing states, do you think she would be elected?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you think, because this is the other side of the coin, and I forget what we talked about on air or off air, but they have said that if, I said this to you, that this morning the pundits were saying when the new polls came out, that if John Kerry or Joe Biden was running against Trump, that they would have a 70-30 polling lead because Hillary Clinton is polling so unfavorably because of what we just talked about. Do you think that would be the case if it was a white man running?
Well, I remember John Kerry didn't answer a charge that about the situation in Vietnam. I can't remember exactly
Swift
what.
Boat.
Yeah, the Swift Boat thing. He didn't answer that. So it ended up, I mean, it went on for 3 weeks. Everybody's waiting for an answer to that. Joe Biden was claimed that he stole somebody else's language. And so everybody has things happen. And after that happened with Joe Biden, I remember that's all the press talked about. And it was ridiculous.
That being said, on the other side of the coin, the thing they were talking about was if one of these 16, like a Jeb Bush or a Chris Christie or Scott Walker, were running against Hillary, that they would have, I don't think they said 70-30, but 60-40 because of her unfavorables. Do you think that would have happened if it wasn't this incredibly divisive Trump within his own party?
I don't think Scott Walker would have went anywhere.
What about Bush, who we all thought it was going to be in the beginning?
I don't think he wanted the job.
Did you think it was interesting this week when he was interviewed and said he's not voting?
Right.
What do you think that's the sentiment of a good portion of Republicans?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think they're struggling with the whole thing.
The speaker lineup at the Republican convention, they haven't announced who the keynote's going to be on Monday, but it's Paul Ryan on Tuesday, whoever the vice president is on Wednesday, and Trump on Thursday. Democrats obviously have not said much yet. Obviously, it'll be Hillary on Thursday and the vice president on Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday, they've got a lot of big hitters. Do you think, obviously, one of those nights will be President Obama, I would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that leaves one spot, one major primetime spot open. Do you think that will go to, if they're not made vice president, a Bernie Sanders? Or will that go to Joe Biden? Or they'll all speak, but I'm talking about that primetime spot. Or will it go to...
I think it'll go to Elizabeth Warren.
But if she's vice president...
Oh, you think she might be there.
I think she probably... Mm-hmm. That's my guess.
Yeah.
If it is Bernie... You think it'd be Elizabeth, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
If it's Elizabeth who's the vice president, do you think Bernie would be given that spot?
Probably, yeah.
So you think he will get a major
prime? Oh, I think he'll have a good spot because he has played it very smart from his standpoint to get all he can get out of what he did. You know, you really study it, and I think he was smart to stay in. I didn't like it that he did, but... He was smart to do that.
Do you think that Bill Clinton will speak?
Well, I hope he does because he's a really good speaker, and he can really give a speech that everybody loves, you know?
Did he do her a disservice by meeting with the Attorney General?
Oh, yeah.
Another person you know. Yeah. What was he thinking?
Well, he wants Hillary to win. You know, he's the husband that's trying to do what he thinks is going to help, and he just got carried away.
Bill Clinton is a Rhodes Scholar, very smart man.
Yeah.
How did it ever not dawn on him that getting on the Attorney General's plane days before this was coming not look bad?
Yeah. You tell me. I don't know.
That was one of the most peculiar things, because people can say whatever they want about Bill Clinton. He's no dummy.
No, he certainly isn't.
And to me, the other transgressions that have hurt her, like when he would get angry, to me that was just a husband defending his wife. This, I thought, was very bizarre for him to... I just couldn't imagine that he would... And I think that's why it looked so bad, because I think even the media said, Bill Clinton's no dummy. Why would he do that? There had to be something nefarious, which is how they played it. Do you take them for their word that it was just grandkid talk?
It was what?
That they were just talking about grandkids and they never discussed Hillary?
I doubt that it was just grandkids, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was very strange. I agree with that.
It one of the most bizarre moments of the campaign,
yes.
And we have not seen, I haven't seen Bill since then.
I haven't either. You're right. They've got him under wraps again.
Do you think that she gave it to him after that?
Probably did.
What were you thinking?
Yeah, Bill, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. It just that was one of the weird situations.
Yeah.
Do you think had he not done that the email thing would have went over a little easier?
Well, I thought they rushed the whole thing due to that. I thought, you know, they came out right away after that to get it stopped.
Well, this is a tough question to ask you because you served under Bill Clinton. You're a Democrat, and we know you support Hillary and did in the primary with Obama. Do you think that there was a deal or a coercion on that plane because it was sped up? It did, within 4 days, all of a sudden the FBI was back saying that she was not going to be prosecuted.
Well, if whatever I would say would be a guess, I have no idea what went on that plane. Loretta Lynch is you're talking about how smart Bill Clinton is. She's a very smart woman, too. And, you know, if she didn't want to see him, I mean, she let it happen, evidently. And so she's to blame, too.
And it was interesting, I thought, that 2 days later she went to that college and said, I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I don't think Bill has said that yet.
No. They probably got him tied up down in somebody's basement.
that beckons this, because Trump loves to hit him on his
I know.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe he won't be used as much in the next 6 months because of some of this? Not even 6 months, 3-4 months now, because of some of his decisions.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Scott. It'll be interesting to see. A lot has to do with who they pick for the vice president. But I think Bill is such a good speaker that I hope they use him. I'll tell you, Al Gore made the biggest mistake ever when he didn't use Bill Clinton to campaign for him when he was running. He should have... He was mad at Bill Clinton over what he did, and he didn't want anything to do with him. If he'd have let Bill Clinton get out there and campaign for him, I think he'd have won.
Will we see him at the Democratic convention?
I doubt it. I think he's really kind of out of politics. I don't know. I'd be surprised to see him.
Will we see Jimmy Carter?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Is that a bad move? Because I remember when Obama left him off last time, there was a little uproar about that because Jimmy did want to speak.
You know, something I ran across the other day, I was looking for photographs for a PowerPoint I'm going to do, and here was this, I've got all these books in my museum, and here was this letter from Jimmy Carter. It was after I was elected county treasurer the first time, because I was elected the same night he was, 1976. And it said, congratulations, dear Mary Ellen, congratulations for winning a Democratic victory in, and I can't remember all that, but it was signed Jimmy. And I had totally forgotten I had that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Even to write to somebody that won a local race like that and to that degree of paying attention to what's going on.
That being said, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
At the time that Hillary has her convention and election, we're not, obviously, President Obama will still be president, but there will be three other Democratic presidents around.
Yeah.
Obama, Clinton, and Carter.
Yeah.
Obama has a tie to Hillary, obviously, because he's the president, and she was his Secretary of State. Bill Clinton's her husband. Carter has no connection to her, but Carter, his only Achilles heel that I could ever see, because he's a good speaker, he's a decent speaker, was his presidency, which was not great. But it's been so long ago that most of the people voting
don't remember
his presidency.
No.
So why wouldn't you have Jimmy, President Carter, this in more in recent times, Nobel Peace Prize winner, Habitat for Humanity guy, battled cancer in the last year.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have him there?
Well, you know, I was at the 200-year celebration at the White House, and all the presidents spoke except Reagan was sick at that time. And Carter gave the best speech of any of them. I came out of there and I said, you know, he said things that made me really think about how the White House is run and everything and about the people. It was so down to earth and so good. Yeah.
You know, I certainly understand why when they put these things together, they tend to leave him off in recent years, the last three elections, I think. But I'm never sure why, because there's always a story, as long as Jimmy Carter will be alive, that when these conventions happen, he's the same age as Bush number one. Bush number one was a one-term president. We already know he's not going because they've axed. It's almost like Jimmy Carter is never even on anybody's radar until he sticks his hand up and says, why didn't you ask me to speak? And then they all go, and then they give him a place.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why doesn't
You know, it's when you get to be a certain age, they don't want to pay any attention to you anymore. I think that's part of it. But his mind is so good, and gosh, he seems like he's beat the cancer that he had. He's doing well, and they should have him there to honor him. And I don't know why they don't.
At 91... 92, it could be his last convention.
Yeah, you never know. But
we hope he's around. But
yeah, but, you know, Hillary should say, I think we ought to have Jimmy Carter be there for some reason, for something, because it's only fair to him, you know?
Well, I remember at the last convention, they honored Ted Kennedy.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. And Obama's 2008 it would have been, not 12, but 2008 they honored Ted Kennedy. I would think if we could honor Ted Kennedy, who at that time was dealing with cancer, and honored him obviously because of the Kennedy name on Monday, that Jimmy Carter in his 90s dealing with cancer, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, they didn't think very highly of Ted Kennedy when he ran against Carter. I remember that very well.
That was an ugly.
Yes,
ugly
it was
time.
ugly. Yeah.
Ugly. Mary Ellen, before we part, it always goes so fast.
It
we
does.
Never get enough
yeah.
in here. It's fun to talk. But as we go into all of these things, what is this exciting for you? I know you said you'd had no plans to go campaign, but being that this is your administration kind of coming back into the field. Mm-hmm. Is that exciting? Has your mind changed about campaigning? Ohio's a swing state, and I would imagine that you would be of importance to Ohio.
Well, nobody's asked me. You know, if they want me to speak somewhere, I'd probably go speak. Nobody asked me, so I'm kind of like Jimmy Carter.
Well, no, I don't think so yet. I don't think so. Did they contact you during Obama's last election?
No.
But you did some speaking.
Well, I was supposed. This is a sore point. I was supposed to speak when Joe Biden came in, and then they got somebody else to speak. I didn't feel very good about that.
Who did they replace you with?
Well, it isn't important.
But they did.
Yeah, because her mother had been on welfare, and they thought that was a more interesting story. And so anyway. You know, you get to be a certain age, and they don't even think about you anymore.
You know, most of the voting public in Ohio, from my understanding, is over 60.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody might want to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Also, Hillary came to town. You were in Florida, but they called you, right?
Yeah, they told me. They didn't know I was in Florida at the time, but it was too bad that I was, you know.
Do you think we will see Trump or Hillary in Marion before it's all over with?
I rather doubt it. You don't know.
Romney was here last time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, so was Joe Biden. Yeah. Interesting. We'll see if they come or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if called, you would?
If they asked me, of course I'd speak, yeah.
And the final question on that, and this is extemporaneous, but if you had to go give a speech, if they called, what's the one thing you'd want to hammer home in that speech about Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think she's trustworthy. Yeah.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, it's always a pleasure. And you'll be back the third Thursday in August at 1 o'clock. And the Republican Convention, Democratic Convention, we will have vice presidents. Then we'll have a whole new spiel to talk about as we head into August. And we'll be less than 3 months away from electing a new president.
You know, every month, a lot takes place in 1 month. We always have a lot to talk about.
We fill the hour easy.
Right.
Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States and a treasure in Marion, Ohio, and the United States, for that matter. Scott Spears, heading for the dugout. Michael, quite a